The following program is sponsored by Friends of Life Outreach International. On this special episode of Life Today,
it is critical that you hang with us today, because there's a situation going on right now where lives are at stake.
It is possible to reach these children right now. Every second counts. Every minute matters. Child after child, baby after baby, mom after mom, clinging to hope.
Let's bring light into this dark situation. Let's be their hope. And you do that by joining with us right now.
Next on Life Today.
Welcome to Life Today. I'm Randy Robinson. Tammy Trent is with me.
Hello.
It's good to see you.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
And, you know, it's good to see you, because we're bringing something to you today that is, it is heavy, but there's also some joy in it. But more importantly, it's very important. It is critical that you hang with us today, because there's a situation going on right now where lives are at stake, and you can actually do something about it. And Tammy, I know you've seen both sides of this.
Yeah.
You've seen the heartache, the difficult images, but also the joy, and really just the ability to do something,
That's all right. It's an interesting place to be, Randy, holding that tension in your hands, where you're weeping one moment because you're watching a child die because of the lack of food. And then at the second time, you can turn a corner and seeing how a child is thriving because of what they're being provided.
Right.
It's a really tough place to be. But I today feel hopeful bringing these stories to you and asking you to come alongside us. There gives me great hope inside to know that there's something that we can do as long as we do something.
Yeah. Well, and we know this because we've done it for so many years, and we've only done it with the support of many of you, and many of you who may be seeing this for the first time. I want you to see how you can have an impact to save a child's life. And I know that sounds like a big claim, but I've been there. Tammy's been there.
Yes.
Our mission partners have been there on the ground for years.
Yep.
We know how to do this. We know how to go into a desperate emergency situation and turn things around.
Yes.
And it takes time. It takes commitment.
Yep.
But it does work.
Yep.
What you need to know is that right now we are in one of those rare emergency desperate situations, because of a lot of things. You've got some regional things, a drought in one case in particular. You do have conflict that has caused some displacement, some disruption of both people and food supplies. And then you've got a global situation where the food supply has been disrupted. I can tell you the solution. And the solution is you and I together with our mission partners that are still on the ground. They're not going anywhere. They're committed in deep and beautiful ways. And with Life Outreach International, and I can tell you, my parents, when they started this program decades ago, they've never wavered.
No.
They've been committed to it. And then with others, Tammy has been a key part of that. She has been committed to it. But most of all, you, the viewer, those of you who have and will continue and maybe begin to step up.
Yeah.
And say, I want to be a solution to this problem. So Tammy, again, we're that tension in between.
Yeah.
Serious problem, but very real solution.
Yeah, that's right. And I love the honor you give to your parents and the vision that they have and have had for many years, and that we get to be a part of it and then to bring it to you. It's a part of your vision now too. Here's the vision. We've laid it out, and now you get to be a part of it. And I'm glad that you're here today to watch this special, special show on feeding the children around the world.
Our LOI mission team recently made their way to a remote and desolate area of South Sudan to explore one of the malnutrition clinics we support and to see firsthand the condition of the children.
Going to walk around now, you'll see the mothers all lined up here with their children. Every single one of these children needs to be screened for malnutrition. Once they screen them, then they'll also see whether there's other malaria or anything else like that that they need to be screened for. I mean, you look at this little girl here, you can just see how the hair color's changing. You know, that child's not in good condition. Yeah. I mean, you can see how many mothers and children are here.
Oh, Isaac, the signs of malnutrition are everywhere.
Oh, man, I mean, look at this little child. You can just see how skinny this child is. I mean, that's just skin and bone. Look at this little arm. I mean, I can tell you now, when they measure this child, the measurement of the red is going to deeply in the red. But you don't even, I mean, you don't need a measurement to see. Just look at the condition of this child. I mean, the child is literally skin and bone. You can see by the hair. The hair is actually already starting to fall out. This child doesn't have enough nutrition to even keep its organs properly functioning. And so what the body does is it sends any nutrients to the brain, to the primary organs, and the skin literally starts to die and starts to peel off. If we don't intervene in this child's life today,
right,
immediately,
yeah,
and then continue a sustained intervention for a period of time, this child will not survive.
Say a prayer for those who are working here. Say a prayer for those who are dying here. And say a prayer for your involvement. We are all in this together. We are saving lives together. This life will most likely be saved. The prognosis will probably be good because she's here. But there are many others that don't have that same hope. You can give it to her. I pray you will do it, and do it now.
I love the work that's being done there and so many other clinics like that. But when you saw the image of that white material being lowered into a grave, that was a child who was brought to that clinic, who died at that clinic. That's how such a fine line there is between life and death in a place like South Sudan and some of the other places we work, like Angola, many others across mainly sub-Saharan Africa. It's a fine line between life and death. That's why your involvement is significant and really urgent right now, because there are so many children right on that fine line. The difference between life and death literally is our involvement, our willingness to step up and say, I'll be a part of Mission Feeding. $30 doesn't seem like much when you think that it will feed three children for the next several months. But the reality is that it does. But yet some of you can do so much more. You can feed 100 children for the next several months with a gift of $1,000. The point is that there is a child in need right now, and we're asking you to do something about it. Tammy? Nothing worse than losing a child out there in the field like that. I know you've been there too. I've seen it too many times. And that's why it's heavy on my heart. Mm-hmm. And that's why I'm committed to doing this. And that's why I don't mind asking you to help too.
I don't either, Randy. I will never mind asking somebody to help us. Isaac said it. We have to intervene. We have to. The Bible instructs us to help those in need. These people are desperate. These little babies are dying because they don't have food. I just can't imagine being their mother sitting there. I kind of try to put myself in their shoes when I'm in those places and just sitting with those babies. And the way Isaac describes them literally slowly dying. But I also have been in places where I have seen the food begin to take hold in their little bodies, and I've watched them becoming back to life again. It is possible to reach these children right now with your help and with my help, and we have to do something because they are literally dying right now. Every second counts. Every minute matters. And I'm not going to waste any more time. But I have to be able to tell you the urgency of it right now. These are real lives. These are real stories. I've gotten the privilege of going. They're some of the hardest trips I ever take, walking into a malnutrition clinic, child after child, baby after baby, mom after mom, clinging to hope. Mm-hmm. Watch this and you'll see what I'm talking about. The things that I've seen, the things that I've gotten to experience have been emotional. There's been some good days and there's been some bad days. My favorite days are when I get to go into a village and serve the children, especially when I get to sit down and feed them a bowl of food that they get every day. And gosh, what an incredible moment that really is, knowing that in that place, in that moment, I'm privileged to be a part of bringing them life through a bowl of food. And then you get in the car the next day and you travel hours to get to a clinic like this, only to sit in a place like this and to watch this precious little girl fight for her life because she doesn't have that one bowl of food every day. Her body's shutting down. She is dying. And I wonder how long she has to live. I think that if she was in a village where there was a feeding program set up, how her life would be so very different. And I've seen the power in just one bowl of food, something so incredibly simple that brings life to so many hundreds of thousands of children. It's hard to watch any child die, knowing that there's something that we can do to help prevent that death. That will always be the hardest thing for me to do on any mission trip I take with Life Outreach, is to watch a mother bury a child or to watch a little one struggling to breathe, taking their last breath. And I have been in rooms like that where I have prayed over a little baby that was dying, praying that somehow God would resurrect that little body. The joy for me in a trip like that is when I'm standing outside or sitting outside of a village and I've got that big pot of porridge or soup that's filled with nutrition. And I see this long line of children that are waiting to greet me with a bowl. And I get to dip in and I get to fill that bowl. And I'm telling you, every time I pass that bowl back to that little one, just keep thinking that this day you get to live. This day you get to live. And I cannot thank you enough. I cannot thank you enough. Thank you will never be enough for all that you give and all that you do. I am so grateful for it. I see it with my own eyes, changing lives. I see these children, these villages beginning to thrive because of it. And I can't thank you enough. And I can't also remind you enough of how important it is to stay involved, to get involved with this ministry. We will do what we say we will do. I have been doing mission work for over 16 years with Life Outreach. And I'm telling you, I have never not seen them do what they say they'll do. In fact, if there's something that comes out of our mouth that isn't accurate, we will pull back. We are committed to these families. We are committed to these children. We are committed to these villages. And I'm telling you right now, it is simple. It is so simple to fill this bowl every single day. You want to know what that looks like? I'm going to tell you, you've heard it maybe before, but listen in this time, because you will not believe how simple it is to save a child's life. And many of them, for $30, you will save right now three children in that line. For $50, you will save five children. For $100, you will save 10 children. And for $1,000, if you can do that, if you can part with that today, you will save 100 children's lives for many months to come. I can't think of a better place to put my resources than to saving the life of a child and a family, not just for today, but for tomorrow and the next and the next and the next, helping them build a better future for today. Randy, I love that you've been there with me too. Mm-hmm. You've seen it all. We know that it works.
We do. And you know, there was a phrase that Isak used earlier and you touched on it. Today, you get to eat, which means today,
yes,
you get to live.
Yes.
And that's why mission feeding is an ongoing outreach. And that's why it's so important that we have ongoing support. Now, I got to tell you, it's a wonderful thing to go back and see so many of these children who have grown up to become teachers, to become lawyers or mayors, to become doctors and nurses or farmers, whatever they're contributing, they're self-sustaining. But there is a generation right now in places where crisis has hit, and the crisis has hit hard. Mm-hmm. And we need to say, today, you will live. Mm-hmm. Will you say that to that child? Will you go online or go to the phone and make the best gift that you can? When you do, when you fill that bowl with that life-giving soup mix, you are saying, today you live. Mm-hmm. And here at Life Outreach, it's always said like this, today we give you life in Jesus' name. Mm-hmm. So please do that now.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Happy, Healthy, and Free, a powerful 31-day journey to help you embrace God's promises for healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, and joy. Step into the abundant life God has prepared for you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the beautiful and soft Perfect Peace Blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, this is the last opportunity to request our 2025 majestic bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need. So please call, write, or make your gift online today. In villages across Africa, the harvest that once sustained families are vanishing. Fields lie barren, and food supplies have all but disappeared. For mothers, the cost is devastating. Malnutrition is setting in, robbing their children of the strength and hope they need to survive. They are left with only one choice: walk long distances to a malnutrition clinic like this, clinging to the hope that someone can help their child survive.
This is the picture of crisis. Mother after mother here in a screening clinic for malnutrition. You can see how overcrowded it is. Mothers that have come here in absolute desperation. Crisis is when there's more mothers than we can handle. Crisis is when there's not enough food for each and every child. Crisis is when the silent killer of malnutrition comes in and starts to literally rob the lives of each and every one of these children.
Now, nearly 2 years later, at this very same clinic where mothers were once offered a lifeline, hope is fading due to critically depleted food and medical resources.
The reality is that there isn't food in the warehouses here, which means there isn't food to distribute to mothers who bring their malnourished children. And so today, the absence of those mothers and the deafening silence of not a single child here is literally terrifying. Terrifying because it means those mothers are left in their villages without the help that they so desperately need. It means those children that normally would be measured here and given the nutrition that will save their lives are left to fight on their own.
Today is the day where we tell them you're not on your own. We need to get the supplies back in the systems, in the clinics, in the villages. We've seen it work. We know it works, but it only works when we get the supplies to those who are in desperate need. And right now, so many are in desperate need. Your $30 will help feed 3 children for the next several months. $50 will feed 5 children. $100 will feed 10 children. $1,000 will feed 100 children. Look, the point is that child that's in desperate need right now. We need to be there for that child. It's hard to be in a clinic that is packed out with desperate mothers and starving children, but it's better than the alternative, which is no food, no medicine, no one to care for. The silence is deafening, and it's calling us into action today. And Tammy, it's a very, very serious situation right now.
It is, Randy. The thing that I feel when I watch a piece like that is how scared these mothers must feel. That clinic, when they go there and they bring their child there, it's offering hope to them in the moment. They know, and I've seen it, where they have been so far out and they have traveled hours, sometimes days, to get their child to a clinic. Mm-hmm. So it offers them hope. But I've even seen them in the clinic being so scared, like, what is this going to help? Is it going to turn my child around? And they are just there. They're so protective of that little one that's laying in that little bed, fighting for life. And so I think right now, about these mothers. My thought is on them. If they know that, look, it doesn't matter how far I travel. If I even get to that clinic, there is no food, there is no medical care. So I am now in a very hopeless place. I have nowhere to go. There is no food. There is no solution. There will never be a solution for these mothers and these children unless we go in there, we make a way. And look, we're all ready. Our missionaries are on the ground. They're ready to go, but they need the resources. So we have got to do something today. It's depleted. It's urgent. You wouldn't believe the scene if we sent you there personally. I'm telling you right now, you would write a check. Father, what do I do to help this family right now? And that's what we're asking you. I know that seems extreme to say that, but I'm literally asking, would you consider writing a check today and giving to Life Outreach? To change the life of a child right now that needs it desperately, a mother that needs to know that when I travel there tomorrow, there will be food, there will be medical need and care for my child. That's how serious it is, Randy.
And Tammy, you said a word. You said hopeless.
Yeah.
And that, unfortunately, is how so many people feel.
They do.
And a hopeless place is a spiritually dark place. And we, you and I, followers of Christ, He called us the light of the world because we reflect His light.
Yes.
Let's bring light into this dark situation, this spiritually hopeless situation. Let's be their hope.
Yes.
And you do that by joining with us right now. Yes. Go to the phone, go online, make the best gift you can.
Right now, across the continent of Africa, children are suffering, facing severe malnutrition and even death. With food reserves critically depleted and many areas experiencing devastating famine, we urgently need to replenish supplies to keep feeding the 350,000 children who are counting on us every single day. Through Life's Mission Feeding Outreach, your gift of love can be an answer to a prayer for a hurting and hungry child in their time of need. Call now with your life-saving gift of $30, $50, or $100 to help feed and care for 3, 5, or 10 children for 3 full months. With your gift, we'll send you Happy, Healthy, and Free, a powerful 31-day journey to help you embrace God's promises for healing, wholeness, restoration, peace, and joy. Step into the abundant life God has prepared for you. With your gift of $100 or more, please request the beautiful and soft, perfect peace blanket, bearing the words of Isaiah 26:3 as a meaningful reminder that those who trust in the Lord are never alone. Finally, this is the last opportunity to request our 2025 majestic bronze sculpture, Lion of Judah, with your gift of $1,000 or more, which will help feed 100 children in desperate need. So please call, write, or make your gift online today.
More than 200,000 children on the continent of Africa will die this month without our help. In less time than it takes for me to explain this to you, 5 children have died, 1 every 20 seconds. I want you to bring that massive number down. We have to step in and make sure that 20 seconds is filled with life, nutrition, help, and hope. And we can do that together.
And that's why we come to you with the urgency that we do. We don't come to you with an urgency because we have the luxury of time. We don't have the luxury of time. Well, if you'll give that gift today, if you'll get online or you'll dial that number on your screen, what you're doing by giving that gift is you're winding back the clock 20 seconds. And every 20 seconds is a life saved. Please do it today. Dial that number, get online, and you give that gift. Give as many 20 seconds as you can give. Give the gift of life as many times as you can give.
Oh, you can't hear me cry. See my dreams all die from where you're standing on your own.
Thank you so much for watching. I hope that you've heard our hearts. I hope that you hear the urgency and you've seen the need. And so I'm going to ask one more time. This bowl is significant. It matters to me, but it matters more to these children. So thinking about this bowl today, would you help us? Would you help us today bring life to these children? Help us save another life one bowl at a time.
Yeah, we can do it. Yeah. We've done it.
Yes.
But we need to do it again. We need to do it today. So please. Join with us.
Thank you.
Life Today is made possible by the supporters of Life Outreach International. Your gift will be used exclusively for the exempt purposes of life. The ministry features specific outreaches as examples of the programs it supports and conducts. Gifts are considered to be without restriction as to use unless explicitly stipulated by the donor. The ministry is a member of the ECFA.